Blog Talk Radio.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from the Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Report from 29 District. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Hello, and welcome to Provocative Thought, intimately known as PT, striving to awaken those who are asleep, stimulate those who are awakened, feed those who are starving, and nurture those who seek to know. I am your host, Carlton Steed, a self-proclaimed student of light in the search, discovery, and revelation of light on life's terms. First, I'd like to thank We Talk Productions for allowing me to host this show. I'd also like to thank the creator for allowing me to be. You can contact the show by dialing 909-265-9215. Please, press the number one to speak. You can contact the show by dialing 909-265-9215. Please, press the number one to speak. You can reach us on the internet at www.blogtalkradio.com. Go to search, type in We Talk Productions, and listen to the show live. You can contact us on Facebook at Provocative Thought PT Community Organization. Tonight's topic, elder abuse. You can tell a lot about a society by the way they treat their most vulnerable population. Elder abuse appears to be on the rise. Whatever happened to respecting your elders? Well, Webster's Dictionary, elder, one who is older, senior, aged, advanced in life, senior citizen, chief being in the United States, is an old person, a person who is at least a certain age, such as 55. So I guess 55 and up, you're approaching senior citizenship. Should we be concerned? Well, if you plan or are lucky enough to live long enough, you will become a senior citizen or elderly person. People you care about will become senior citizen or elderly. Seems life in some households and communities is not worth a wooden nickel, where predacious ideologies thrive and victimize the most vulnerable from aging in place. They say every month about 1 in 10 adults worldwide experience some form of abuse, but with only 1 in 24 cases of elder abuse reported, the figures are likely to be much greater. They say with an increase in an aging population in the United States, people are living on longer. So, will be the problem. So, people live longer, this problem of elder abuse is going to increase. They say by 2050, the global population of people age 60 and older is predicted well more than double. Convicted will more than double. So that's a lot of folk, and that's not no newborn people. These are people that have been here for a minute. They say it's going to go from 900 million in 2015 to about 2 billion. The National Council on Aging. How many older Americans are abused? They say approximately 1 in 10 Americans age 60 and over have experienced some form of elder abuse. Some estimates range as high as 5 million elders who are abused each year. One study estimated that only 1 in 14 cases of abuse are reported to authority. It's a serious issue. Everyone should be concerned with this. Because as I previously said, you live long enough, you will become a senior citizen. You will become elderly. Who are the abusers of the older adults? Well, let's see. I guess it could be anybody. Let's see what they say about, let's say abusers are both men and women. I don't know how that happened. Excuse me. So the abusers are both men and women, and almost 60% of elder abuse and neglect incidents, the perpetrator is, I guess you can guess this, a family member. Two-thirds of perpetrators are adult children or spouses. Okay? That adds to the, because that's saying that people close to you are amongst 60% of the people abusing the elderly, which could be anyone that's listening. What makes an older adult vulnerable to abuse? Well, some of this, you know, it's not rocket science. None of this is rocket science, actually. You know, so they say social isolation and mental impairment, such as dementia or Alzheimer's disease, right? There are two factors, right? That's a person who's not mentally capable of defending themselves. Recent studies show that nearly half of those with dementia experience abuse or neglect. Interpersonal violence also occurs at disproportionately higher rate among adults with disability. Those are, that's like you're already vulnerable because you're age. Now you have a disability. So that's like you got the double whammy there. Right? How does a person make an elder abuse report? If an older adult is in immediate life-threatening danger, it's not rocket science, call 911. Anyone who suspects that an older adult is being mistreated should contact a local adult protective service office, long-term care ombudsman, or police. NCEA describes various scenarios and ways to get help, and more information is available from the Elder Care Locator online or by calling 1-800-677-1116, okay? Or by calling the Elder Locator online, right? Elder Care Locator online, right? Or by calling 1-800-677-1116, okay, to get help. How can elder abuse be prevented? Educating seniors, professionals, caregivers, and the public on abuse is critical to prevention. If you're an older adult, you can stay safe by taking care of your health. Don't let yourself go. You know, just because you're becoming age doesn't mean that you can't go to the gym, take a walk, exercise in your home, and things like that. We have a caller. I'm going to get this caller in. Hello, caller. Welcome to Provocative Thought.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Greetings in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. My brother, you was on fire, man, and I love that you shed light on the subject we sweep up under the rug every day. There's a lot of people with family members in nursing homes, and when I started pastoring 12 years ago, that was a part of the curriculum. You had to go do the outreach for the sick and shut in. So, right. I mean, brother, for you to put that information out there, you just talked about the elephant in the room, because 95% of your listening audience right now knows somebody that's older they ain't called in 3 or 4 months, including myself.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Keep in touch. That's right. Life is full of complications, but communication is the key, or one key anyway. That's true.
Well, my elders always told me if we sat around the campfire and we talked about it, change will come. And with what you're doing by shedding light on a real hard topic like that, it's not like you're talking about what Carly B is doing or what's being sold in the movies. No, you're talking about real life stuff. And it's hard to come on platforms like this, do it day in, day out. And like Nori said on his drink channel, I want to give you your flowers while you're here. Because a lot of times we don't get the acknowledgement and the accolades from the people that don't know. They don't have a clue on how long it takes for you to go through the information, 4 or 5 hours, just to get one paragraph that you might read and people don't pay attention. And 3 months later, they say, oh, yeah, you did tell me about that on the radio. But you 5 years down the road. So I just appreciate and acknowledge your hard work, because that was a real deep information. You gave out the 800 numbers, the inflection was there. A lot of people can't read on the radio. And most people, as a pastor, they need to hear amen when they're preaching a message, but you should feel it in the spirit, and God should show you that you're doing the word. So it just keep going, brother. You know, I'm texting people now to come get on the show. I don't know how much time we got left, but a lot of the times we text out nonsense, such as get their head chopped off by El Chapo or something, but we don't text out positive stuff like this, and that's why we're failing. That's my personal situation, though. My name is Pastor Don Jr., CEO, man. Call me after the show, bro. Let me help you get your word out.
Okay, but I appreciate you calling in. What's your name again, brother?
Pastor Don Jr., CEO. And you got to do it all
Don
together.
Jr., CEO.
You Google it.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. I like what you're doing, though, man. But I got 3 million listeners in 25 AM and FM radio markets. And when I first started out, I only had one market, and that was it. And I got 25 other stations to run rebroadcasts on my show. So all I know is how to make people money. And a lot of times, we don't know how to accept the help. We can give the information, but we can't walk through the process. So I feel what you're doing, but I feel like we can put it out there on a larger scale. If I want to preach to 1,000 people, I need a PA system to amplify my voice. So that's all I'm trying to say, man. I'm here, bro. You keep doing your thing, and hopefully Elder Eaton Bay should be a 917 number that called in. If not, but he's a good brother. He's an elderly. He's one of my elders, and he went through it. So he knows firsthand about it. That was one of the reasons why I had called and decloaked so fast. Normally, I let everybody else speak, and I speak last. But you're really doing a great job of bringing the real knowledge. So that's it.
Thank you very much.
All right, bro.
Thank you for calling in.
I'm going to be on the rest of the show, man. I'm enjoying myself.
Okay. All right. You want to hang on, or you want me to – you good?
No, leave me live. I'm telling everybody to come in. I know how to use the mute button. I know I'm moving around. It is Saturday, but you need help in the battlefield. There's nothing else but being with a foxhole or somebody ready to shoot the other side. So I'm here for you, bro.
Okay.
Let's get
all right. Okay. So, things, if you're an older adult, you can stay safe by taking good care of yourself, taking care of yourself. As I say, the exercise, eat well, you know, diet is very important. I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to try to drive this to you in people's heads, but you got to be mindful of what you eat. What you eat affects your health. I'm just going to leave it with that, because that's another show in itself, and I might be doing that show one day. Seeking professional help for drug, alcohol, and depressing concerns, and urging family members to get help for these problems. Attending support groups for spouses and learning about domestic violence services, because sometimes we have weak moments, and we benefit from support. I mean, when you have friends that give you support, and sometimes you might need to reach out to a larger population. So that's what a support group might come in handy for some people. Attending support groups of spouses and learning about domestic violence services. Planning your own future with a power of attorney or a living will. You can address health care decisions, know to avoid confusion and family problems later. Seek independent advice from someone you trust. I'm going to add on to that. Before signing any documents, right? Seek independent advice from someone you trust and can trust. Because it's not enough to trust someone, because you can trust the wrong individual. Someone you trust and you can trust before signing any documents. Staying active in the community and connected with friends and family. As the brother just said, the people need to see you. We see you doing well. We look at you, okay, no black guys. You didn't have a broken, now you have a broken limb every other 3 months or every 6 months or every year. Something's broke on you. We'll see that. We'll see that you have scratches on you and you're unkept and things like that. And people who care about people are going to ask some questions and investigate. Staying active in the community, connected with friends, right? Gotta do that. This will decrease social isolation, which has been connected to elder abuse, right? If I got you, if I want to abuse you and there's no one there to intervene, no one there to check me, then that's equivalent to me kidnapping you and doing what I want to do with you, right? Controlling your finances, if you have that. It doesn't matter what your finances is. It could be $50 a month, $50,000 a month. It doesn't matter. I'm controlling you, I'm intimidating you in your own house, in your environment, and so forth like that. So those type of things, we don't want that to happen. It can happen if you're isolated. There's nobody there to stop it. So you never want to be isolated. Even if you're a person that don't like to be around people, show up. Let people know you're all right. Have somebody to talk to that you can speak on your life to. So if you're having any problems, know who to talk to, all right? Have someone to talk to that you can talk to. Posting and opening your own mail, right? Don't depend on people to mind your business, right? As I just said, 60% of the people, and I'm saying, I'm not trying to say don't trust your family or nothing like that, because I'm sure many people have good family members and things like that, and I'm not implying that, but I'm saying be as independent. What I believe this writer is saying, be as independent as you can, and handle your own business, as much of your own business as you can, because you never know, when something is going to happen. So that kind of curtails some of that. Somebody opening your mail, not getting the mail to you because they became tempted by something that was in your mail. Just put it that way. So not giving personal information over the phone. That's for anybody, any age, but especially the elderly. Using direct deposit for all checks. And some of this is just safety for, if you listen to it, that's good for everybody. Having your own phone, right? Receiving, reviewing your will periodically. You know, it might be somebody you need to take out of your will, right? It might be somebody who's manipulating that whole scenario. You might need to take them out of the will, because you might have them in there in a place where they're not capable or honorable enough to handle that situation, and they might be trying to rush that. I'm not trying to get into the soap opera thing and nothing like that, but I'm sure things like that have happened. People try to rush that situation so that they can benefit from the will. Knowing your rights. If you engage the services of a paid or family caregiver, you have the right to voice your preferences and concerns. That's it. All right? If you live in a nursing home, call your long-term care ombudsman. That's basically a mediator, a person that works between you and whoever you are receiving services with. That's your advocate, and they have the power to intervene. So those are some people and some things you could do. And I strongly suggest taking care of yourself, because take as good care of yourself as you possibly can. We know that everybody cannot take care of themselves at the same level, but there's some things you can do by just eliminating some things from your diet and from your social life that will help you live longer and reduce risk. You have alcohol, you have drugs, you have too much sugar, not enough vegetables and things like that. So keep those things in mind. Don't forget, pick up a book and read about it. You can go to the internet and get information and read. You still have to read. They do have YouTube. You can listen to people talk about it, but you probably want to read about it after people talk about it. You want to read about how to keep yourself healthy. That's something you could do, and it doesn't cost that much, because probably you're going to be eliminating the things that put you at risk, that put your health at risk. So doesn't it always include, I need more money to buy this or that? So you're going to work with, you're going to help yourself where you are. Where can I learn more? This is just some more information. Administration for County Living, ACL, Protecting Rights and Preventing Abuse, the National Center on Law and Elderly Rights, the USC Center on Elderly Mistreatment, and National Center on Elder Abuse. I'm not going to read all these, a bunch of them. Let me see how many. Yeah, I'm not going to read all of them, just trying to get to a couple of them. The USC Center on Elder Mistreatment and National Center on Elder Abuse, the CFPB Office of Financial Protection for Older Americans. And I'm reading this stuff because this is something that will impact on everyone if they are lucky, fortunate enough to live long enough. The U.S. government Accountability Office, the Government Accountability Office, U.S. Government Accountability Office, called GAO, the Elder Justice Roadmap Project, Saturday Saving Seniors, Steps to Avoiding Scams, Elder Justice Coalition, Ageless Alliance. Just that they have these this many resources is tells you that this is rampant, and they probably don't have enough resources. And I guess in a couple of years, they definitely won't have enough, because the population of elderly individuals is going to increase greatly, as I just as the author just said in his writing. From Senior Living, we have another caller.
Oh, hey, how are you guys?
Hello, welcome to Provocative Thoughts.
Oh, okay. Well, you got this is okay. So I thought the movie Ghost Dad was pretty good. Everybody keeps crapping on it, but I thought it was excellent. So I don't know. I guess I didn't agree with your earlier statement that it was a terrible movie. I thought it was excellent. It's one of my favorites.
Ghost Dad. This is Provocative Thoughts. We're speaking about elder abuse tonight.
You're not talking about the Bill Cosby movie?
No.
Oh, okay. I apologize. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. It's all right.
Okay, good night.
All right, good night, sir. From Senior Living, they say the age of a senior citizen varies according to the source. For example, according to Medicare, a senior is 65 years or older. As such, being a senior citizen may be based on your age, but it is not a specific age, they say. In general, however, once you turn 55, you start to enter the senior age demographic, okay? So what I suggest is if anybody that's not a senior citizen that's listening to this, the things that I talked about doing to prevent abuse, start doing them now for yourself. Get in the habit of doing it. What is a senior citizen? Senior citizens are also known as elderly persons or simply as seniors. Categorically, a senior citizen is a social demographic based on age. Someone who is 35, for example, cannot be a senior. Being a senior citizen typically means that a person is at the age in which they retire from work. They are transitioned from a working adult to a retiree. And I know a lot of people would love to do that. What does it mean to be a senior citizen? They say culturally, a senior citizen is someone who is slowing down in their life. They have accomplished raising a family, having a career, or any other monumental feat in their adult life. An elderly person in the U.S. is typically thought to be wiser or more experienced. Economically, a senior requires financial support either in the form of a retirement fund or savings, or with the support of a caregiver. Since a senior citizen can no longer work, they need to have someone or some account that can help to cover their expenses, right? And you know, this is all based on, this is the income based and based on where you work. Because some senior citizens don't need it, but there are some senior citizens that fall under this umbrella. So it's not an absolute statement for all senior citizens, right? But in terms of being abused, that can happen no matter how much money you made. You can be the multimillionaire and experience elder abuse, okay? Or you can be broke. Almost broke and experienced elder, or broke and experienced elder abuse. So your income doesn't necessarily save you from this, because if you have a lot of money, then it's a lot of money for someone to manipulate. And I'm not trying to turn people against their family members or anything like that. Those are just the numbers that the individuals that did the research came up with. 60% are family members. So I'm not making this stuff up. You can do your own research if you like. Often. Also, as a result, seniors are often dependent on others for their welfare medically. A senior citizen is more apt to have health partners, right? Because your health is declining, you're aging, your body is just not what it used to be when it was 22, right? You're 82 or 62. You can't jump over those fences the way you used to, right? And it's one of those things that happen, right? So, which are age-related things, right? So we know that. Loss of mobility, hearing, and vision are the most common health complaints. However, elderly individuals can also be more likely to suffer chronic pain and illness, which require aid and support from outside sources. Okay? They said, at what age are you considered a senior citizen? Again, they're saying the age of senior citizen varies according to the source, right? Social Security benefits are eligible for seniors starting at 62. Just in case you guys don't know, even though the Social Security office reports that 67 is the age of retirement, if you are 55 and you visit an Arby's or McDonald's, you can get a senior discount. So it depends on where you go, what they consider a senior citizen. Arby's, this is Arby's. That's a restaurant. Social Security Administration, we all know what that is, right? That's a federal organization right there. So that's where you get your Social Security money after you retire. That's what we were just talking about, right? If you worked, you paid into Social Security, hopefully. They say, Burger King requires you to be at least 60 to be a senior citizen, okay? You know, so I don't know if those are best places for you to go eat, but sometimes we do like to eat those things. And if you do, like I'm saying, take care of your health. Make sure you're going to a place and you're eating the best that they have to offer you at these kind of places. You don't want to pick out places that aren't healthy for you, even as a young adult or a child. You want to eat healthy because old habits die hard. And what happens is, in terms of diet, and I'm not trying to turn this into a diet show because that's a whole show in itself. What happens is those things don't show up just because you ate a hamburger or two. They show up later in life, years later down. They show up in cardiovascular diseases, high blood pressure. They show up in all kinds of things. So just be mindful of what you eat. If you guys have no I read what it said, diet and inactivity. That's the number three major killer in the United States. You got tobacco, alcohol, diet, and inactivity. So if you think that I'm being a nuisance about this whole thing about diet, do your own research and look into how diet impacts on the body. And I think you'll think twice about, you know, what you might be hearing me saying tonight about taking care of your diet. I think it will add to not just how long you live, but your quality of life if you have a proper diet. You have to learn what that is. And I know there are things that we like to do. We get that dopamine rush. And they have things in food that make you go back to it. You just never get enough of it, but you got to be conscious, and you have to do homework. You have to read, and it's not a whole lot of a reading. You just read, be mindful of what you put into your body. We have automobiles. We go to the gas station. We don't put, kerosene in our gas tank, right? The kerosene holes over there. You don't put that in there. You don't put the diesel in your car unless you got a diesel. So the same thing goes for your body. I'm going to go ahead because I don't want to go into this diet thing and stay on there too long. But they just mentioned food here and fast food places that offer discounts to senior citizens. And I just want you to be mindful of what you put in your body. That's all. That's it. However, an increasing number of senior citizens are working after 65, so retirement can no longer be a key factor in becoming a senior. It can be safe to say that after 65, you are designated a senior, regardless of your working status. From the CDC, is the Center for Disease Control, right? They say elder abuse is an intentional act or failure to act by a caregiver or another person in a relationship involving an expectation of trust that causes or creates a risk of harm to an older adult. An older adult is defined as someone age 60 or older. Forms of elder abuse are number one, but it's not the number one, but I'm just going in the order that they give them. Physical abuse, right? the intentional use of physical force that results in acute or chronic illness, bodily injury, physical pain, functional impairment, distress, or death. Can you imagine that? You can beat a 60-year-old person up. What kind of hero does that? Okay. Physical abuse may include, but is not limited to, violent acts such as striking with or without an object or a weapon, hitting, beating, scratching, biting, choking, suffocation, pushing, shoving, shaking, slapping, kicking, stomping, pinching, and burning. That's sick. That's sick to do to anybody. Now, you're doing it to somebody who's vulnerable, who probably took care of you if you're amongst that 60%, who probably helped you get to where you are, you know. But now I guess you're frustrated with them, so, you know, I don't know. Come on. That's sexual abuse. It gets worse. Because after hearing that, you would think, okay, that's the worst thing you could do. Apparently not. You got sexual abuse and abusive sexual contact, forced or unwanted sexual interaction, touching and non-touching acts, any kind with an older adult. This may include forced or unwanted. As a society, what is wrong with us? Completed or attempted contact between the penis and the vulva, or the penis and the anus, involving penetration. Contact between the mouth and the penis, vulva, or anus. Penetration of the anal or genital opening of another person by a hand, finger, or object. Intentional touching, either directly or through the clothing of the genitalia, anus, groin, breast, inner thigh, or buttocks. What is wrong with it? What have we become? Do we have 60% of the people, or the people who are close to us, our family members, committing these acts? That's scary. These acts also qualify as sexual abuse if they are committed against a person who is not competent to give informed approval. That's dementia, right? That's your Alzheimer's and your dementia, and they might not even know what's going on. They might not remember it even happened. All right. Then we have emotional or psychological abuse. Verbal or nonverbal behavior that results in the infliction or anguish, mental pain, fear, or distress. Examples. Behaviors intended to humiliate, calling names or insult, threatening, expressing an intent to initiate nursing home placement. I'm going to put you away. I'm gonna put you in the worst nursing home you could think of, you know. The bad one that everybody talks about, you know, that kind of stuff. Isolate, seclusion from family and friends. Again, that seclusion, it's not good. That's the seclusion thing is not good for any type of relationship. But we are social beings. Understand? I don't know how you see yourself as human beings. You know, if you believe in the Creator, then you know it took a Creator, right? A man and a woman for you to get here. So that's a lot right there. And you have this thing called a family. Families build community, right? Communities build nation. All right? So we are very social. Well, this don't sound like some of us are social beings, but we have our origins from being social beings. So, you know, apparently just like anything else, I guess apples go bad, so do people. So, back to the seclusion from family and friends, that's not good, or control, prohibiting, or limiting access to transportation, telephone, money, or other resources. That's somebody else opening your mail all the time. You just depend on somebody to do something, telling you what to do, when to do it, and control your life, and things like that. And I get it, that there are probably some seniors that really need that type of, that that person in their life because they can't handle that those things anymore. I understand that. I'm not knocking down seniors that who need that type of help. Some people do need people to watch them, open their mail. They might not be able to see as good as they used to, might not be able to see it all, right? They have dementia, so even if they do read it, nothing's going to happen because they're not going to remember what they read, and it's not going any farther, much farther than them reading it. And if it doesn't happen in a certain amount of time, nothing's going to happen. I understand that. So not trying to knock, it's not a knock. And I don't think these people are trying to knock people who can't do these things. But I guess what they're saying, if you can do as much for you as you can do, and you, are doing yourself a great service, then you might be saving somebody from your family from becoming abusive. Neglect, failure by a caregiver or other responsible person to protect an elder from harm, or the failure to meet the need for essential medical care. Now that's almost exactly what it is for dependent children. Nutrition, hydration, hygiene, clothing, basic activities of daily living, or shelter, which results in a serious risk of compromised health and safety. Examples include not providing adequate nutrition. See? Nutrition is very important. Hygiene, clothing, shelter, or access to necessary health care, or failure to prevent exposure to unsafe activities and environment. All right, and those are the same risk factors for children. Financial abuse or exploitation. Okay, as I said previously, that this has no boundaries. This is that you can be poor and you can be rich. This can happen to anybody. Financial abuse or exploitation. Matter of fact, I don't know. I guess people might be more tempted to do it to a rich person, but maybe not. I don't know. Because a poor person might be more vulnerable. I don't know. But who's ever vulnerable is vulnerable. And financial abuse and exploitation, the illegal, which you can figure out, it's not hard to do, unauthorized or improper use of an older individual's resources by a caregiver or other person in a trusting relationship, right? And if trusting relationship, because what's the people you trust is usually family, right? Or you have close friends and things like that, we understand that. But 60% of the people committing these crimes, atrocities, are family members. Okay? For the benefit of someone other than the older individual. So, this is an improper, unauthorized use of someone's money or resources for the benefit of somebody else, not even for the person whose resource or money it belongs to. So, somebody take $1,000 and buy their girlfriend some shoes, some jewelry, maybe a little whip or something. Drive around there, right? That's not right. This includes depriving an older person of rightful access to information about or use of personal benefits, resources, belongings, or assets. I mean, that person has no control over their life, their financial life, at least. Examples include forgery, misuse of theft of money or possession, use of coercion or deception to surrender finances or property, or improper use of guardianship or power of attorney. Okay, this is sad, actually, that I can even read this. Get this information, and it's real. It's very, that's a sad state of being for us. us as a people that we treat our elderly like this. Any elderly person, we should cherish them. They're in their declining years, and we should take good care of them. They should have the best in their declining years. And basically, they are leaving the society to us, the younger people. So, I don't know. This is crazy. Prevent elder abuse. June 15th is the World Elder Abuse Prevention Day. All right, y'all. Prevent. I'm gonna go ahead and say, don't wait till June 15th. All right, we have another caller. But June 15th is welcome to Provocative Thought, caller.
Hey. Hey, just a real comment. You guys are great. Great show.
Thank you.
Hello? Yeah, so you guys were talking about the movie Ghost Dad with Bill Cosby. I thought it was a lot better than you guys said it was.
Oh, pump your brakes, my brother. We're talking about elder abuse. You just called.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Ghost Dad. I'm sorry.
No, sir.
Okay, I guess got mixed up. All right, thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye.
All right. Okay, so they have all this. June 15th is the World Elder Abuse Prevention Day. Key word here is world. So that's telling me, when I see that, that tells me that all over the world, the elderly are being abused. So what kind of planet are we living on? Who are we? What kind of people are we? You can tell a lot about our society. Maybe you can tell a lot about our world by how they treat their most vulnerable population. These are our parents. Why would you treat them that way? Elder abuse is a significant public health problem, they say. Each year, hundreds of thousands of adults over the age 60 are abused, neglected, or financially exploited. Elder abuse is a significant public health problem. Okay? Elder abuse, including neglect and exploitation, is experienced by 1 out of every 10 people ages 60 and older. That's 1 out of every. What is that? And how did it? Why is this being blasted over the? You know, because this is a obscure radio show, but why isn't that being blasted over the media, you know, things like that, like over the larger platform? So 1 in 10, everybody you see is going to get older. The people in the media, all of them, they're all going to get older. They're all going to become elderly, senior citizens. Some of them are. And you're going to get sick, you know. Hopefully we don't. A lot of you guys don't, but as you say, you get failing hearing, eyesight, heart, you know what I'm saying, kidneys, depending on how you lived your life. Because, you know, your whole life is a culmination. Each day is a culmination of the day before that day. So 60 years is 60 years of living. It's not just that day that you live, that's 60 years. That's why you count 60, right? 12 months, 1 year, 60 times, right? So that's a culmination of everything you've been exposed to, whether things you know about, toxins you know about, toxins you don't know about, things like that. Good things you've been exposed to and the bad things you've been exposed to. So it's a significant public health problem. Significant. The following 6 types of maltreatment occur among persons over the age of 60. I mean, I just named all these. These are the top 6: physical abuse, sexual abuse, emotional abuse, neglect, abandonment, financial abuse. And my question is, What's wrong with us? Key fact. They say around 1 in 6 people 60 years or older experienced some form of abuse in community settings during the past year. I said, you know, people come up with different statistics, and they're saying 1 in 6. One of the other survey was 1 in 10. They're saying 1 in 6. Rates of elder abuse are high in institutions such as nursing homes for you people that just like to want to throw people away. Long-term care facilities with 2 in 3 staff reporting they have committed abuse in the past year. With 2 in 3 staff reporting, this is elder abuse can lead to serious physical injury, as we just discussed, right? Elder abuse is predicted to increase as many countries are experiencing rapidly aging populations. They say the global population of people aged 60 years and older will more than double from 900 million, right? We just said this, in 2015 to about 2 billion in 2050. So, this is not even something that happens sometime. This is something that happens frequently. So what I'm getting about this is a lot of us don't care about the, you know, elderly people. And some people are just looking for people to take advantage of. So, and I don't know. It seems like it would behoove us all to take very good care of yourself. And you can't help it if you get Alzheimer's, if your heart is bad, if you become arthritic and things like that. But and I hate to keep bringing diet into this, but you got to be very mindful of what you put in your body. And you'll see arthritis. Not all disease come from poor diet, because we are exposed to many types of toxins throughout our lives, from birth to death. All right? We're exposed to a lot of toxins. So I'm not trying to blame everything that happens to you on food, because we are exposed to many things, but that's another show. We're just talking about right now, please, you guys got to have more patience with the elderly. If you don't have the patience, find a family member that does. You know, make sure you check these nursing homes out. Don't just throw your people away. You put your family in a nursing home, go visit them. Talk to the people that provide care for them. Pop up, right? You know how you should work in a group home. You have a pop up. Somebody from the office to pop up in there just to see how things are going on and what's going on in the group home. You know how the staff is, you know, relating to the children, reacting to the children, how the children are relating and reacting to the staff. Pop up on your people. Put them in. Even if you think it's the best nursing home ever. Do a pop-up, be concerned. Show the people that you care about this person, that people care, people are concerned. Because what might occur is that when they see nobody cares for you, if that individual is in there who is inclined to abuse older people, then that older person will be probably targeted by that person, especially if that person is caring for them. You know, so I'm caring for somebody, I see nobody cares about them, he's getting on my nerves, slap. You know what I'm saying? You know, that kind of whatever they do, or I'm going to let them sit in that all day because I'm tired of going in there changing him. But that's your job. You sign up for that. And for you people that's working in a nursing home, say, look, if you're not prepared to deal with the stressors that come with working in a nursing home, please don't take that job. Get a job sweeping the street, picking up some trash, something. Pay well. That's not a strike at you. But get a job where you don't have to deal with people, where you do not have to deal with people who are dependent upon you. Trash. You pick up a trash can, you drop it, no one's harmed. Right? You get a little frustrated, throw the can a little hard, no one gets harmed. We don't need you throwing the elderly around, punching them in the face, not feeding them, letting them stay in a distressed manner because they need to be changed, or bandages need to be changed, or whatever about them, right? Don't take it for walks because you just don't feel like it that day. You just working that job just to get all food on your plate. The hell with getting food on that guy's plate that you're being paid to take care of, okay? So, you know, I guess this thing is, I guess it can be complex when you look at everybody, you know, because all, you know, nursing homes, that's a special place. Because everybody that comes there, or they, nobody, I never heard a person say, oh, yeah, when I get older, I want to go to a nursing home. I've never heard that. So nobody is there because they want to be there. And maybe some of the workers aren't there, are there, but they're there because they don't want to be there. Maybe that's a contributor to the elder abuse in a nursing home, but then we have proper training and things like that. So I don't know. It takes a special person to work that job. The scope of the problem, they say. Elder abuse is an important public health problem. In 2017, a 2017 study based on the best available evidence from 52 studies in 28 countries from diverse regions, including 12 low- and middle-class income countries, estimated that over the past year, 15.7% of the people age 60 years and older was subjected to some form of abuse. That ain't just in the United States. This is likely to become an underestimation. Look at this. As a case of probably a lot of abuse, even child abuse, there's probably so much of that that's not reported. Only 1 in 24 cases of elder abuse is reported, they say. 1 in 24. In part, because older people are often afraid to report cases of abuse to family, friends, or to authorities. Consequently, any prevalence rates are likely to be underestimated. That's right. And, I guess sometimes an older person might not want to report it because they know that if the leak heard about it, he would kill Johnny. You know what I'm saying? So now Malik got a homicide, and Malik's in jail, so I don't want to tell him, you know, I ain't really hurt. Ain't nothing. It's not that bad. I'm going to take this. But, you know, I don't want my son to kill this man or this woman. So maybe that might even take, I don't know, that might be something that, you know, people could just see how things in their mind could get worse. But to me, you need to stop this from happening because best to report it when it first starts, so you know, before it gets out of hand. Like anything, like putting out a fire. You don't let it burn to put it out. When you see a fire break out, initially, that's the best time to put it out. I'm not a fireman, nothing like that, but, I mean, it seemed like, you know, you want to put a fire out, the sooner the better. Anyway, they say this is likely to be an underestimation, right, because 1 in 24 cases of elder abuse go unreported. Consequently, the prevalence of abuse is underestimated. Although rigorous data are limited, the study provides prevalence estimates drawing on all available studies of the number of older people affected by different types of abuse. Data on the extent of the problem in institutions such as, okay, we're running out of time. I should have made this an hour and a half, but only did 60 minutes for the night. Okay, so I'm sure what y'all to remember. Please, you know, take care of yourself while you're young, right? That's very, very important. Seek professional help for drug and alcohol, depression, concerns like that. And communicate with the elderly people, you know, if you have a family situation, select someone who's, you know, has the temperament to provide for somebody. Now, don't just put somebody in there that don't want to do it. That's not going to work. That's probably going to lead to abuse. Remember, y'all, we all going to get old. We all going to become senior citizens, all right? This is a serious problem. Apparently, it's worldwide. I want to thank everybody for calling in. I thank everybody for listening in tonight. And I just want to say again, each one,
to stay home, brother.
Good night.
You will will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Detroit from 29 District. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.